Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, bro?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. As you might be hearing that the grips a lot prayers going off, and you know how I feel about talking if I didn't have to during the prayer time. So I'm going to let the prayer call run, and then I'll get back to the program. Allahu Akbar. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. Ameen. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he. Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners hath he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening session of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio, the number one listening radio station in the nation. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, the guide, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with hugs and love to you. Oh, squeeze me tight. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, thank you so kindly, thank you so kindly. I feel your love, alhamdulillah. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're feeling my love back to you. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. As you know, we are in the sixth month of the Islamic calendar, Jumada al-Akhir. And today is the 10th day of Jumada al-Akhir, 1445, on the Hijra calendar. And December 23rd, 2023, on the Gregorian calendar. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. As you all know, so we are vastly approaching the new year, but even that, we are vastly approaching our brethren's holiday, Christian brethren's holiday, which they call the Christmas. It's just for Christmas. It's their spiritual holiday for them, and so we respect that as they're being our brethren. We don't have to celebrate it, which, you know, but we do respect that that's what that they're doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have power and glory over all things, and he will consult with all of us in that we're in, which we differ. Now, I'm not going to stay on a long time tonight, but I wanted to come in. I wouldn't want you all coming to hear the program and that I did not show up. But I am having some issues here. As we're having issues with Blog Talk, I'm having some issues with my glands. I won't be putting a lot of pressure on here tonight. But what we are continuing to do this evening, we are continuing to speak on our topic of establishing our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, and developing a strong and vital relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, the creator, our Lord and cherisher and sustainer. In doing so, I wanted to read from the Surah Al-Duha. I want to read, so we're going to read that Surah, and we're going to also do read some hadith. I have a couple of hadith I want to read out to you too. So, excuse me. All works out well. We should be out of here at least about no later than 6 o'clock, inshallah. We'll see how it goes with, like I say, I'm dealing with my glands here, so. But I love you all, and I appreciate you being here. And so I definitely wanted to come and just share with you something to be here, you know. Now, you know what, though? I don't believe I'm going to be here on the 30th. I don't think, but we'll see, because that's getting pretty close to the New Year's Eve. And I was going to go and spend some time with my family during the New Year's Eve. Inshallah, we'll bless that to take place. So with that, we are going to go ahead and get into our presentation for this evening. But excuse me. I didn't mean to clear my throat. But as we do that, we're going to take our first pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as we do that, we shall return right after that, inshallah. You're listening to Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreeta Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for a public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Now, you know we're going to start out with the peace and love and compassion PSA by our own CWSC, Martha Naila Abdullah. The executive director.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you. The one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Dapreeta Hadi, director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly.
Assalamu alaikum. Well, thank you, assalam. And we are back. And you are listening to Al Islamic Focus Learning Lab. And we appreciate your being here. And as well as those of you that are out there in AM360.org land. And as well, we just want to remind everyone, should you have a question or a comment that you want to make You're going to need to dial in, those of you that are out in am360.org land. You're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And that will alert me that you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, and we will certainly open up your mic and give you that opportunity. You can give us, we want to encourage you to connect to us 24-hour live podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. And connect with us with the podcast programming. You can give us a like on Facebook. Or also connect with us, our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference at cwsc.us. Yes, that is us. And share some comments or check out the website. There's a lot of great information on the website that talks and gives you information about the CWSC Intelligentsia. Also, you can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Now, I do see we have a hand up. Just let me check and see if they wanted to say anything before we get started. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. 810-394. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was being heard, inshallah. Okay, so what we're going to do, like I said, we're going to read the Surah Duha this evening, and going to go through a few hadith, and then after that, we'll go on and close out for this evening. We won't be staying on that long because I do understand people are out busy shopping and just doing some of the things that they need to do with their families during this holiday season and everything. So we're going to be reading this. There's a short surah, Al-Duha, and I think it's only about 11 ayats to this particular surah. So it won't take us a long time, but we'll do that, and then we'll check in on our on our hadith. Okay. Okay, Al-Duha, that's what we're going to be reading. And I want to get to the email so I can also get to the hadith here. Bear patience with me, I'm right here. Here we go, right here. All right, here we go. Okay, now with that, we're going to start with the surah. Al-Duha, Al-Duha, the glorious morning light. And this is Surah 93 of the Quran. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. By the glorious morning light, and you know the glorious morning light. This is the full morning light of the sun when its splendor shines forth in contrast with the night which has passed. These are the growing hours of morning light from sunrise to noon. And the two types of growth of spiritual life and work, while stillness of the night is still in. Stillness of night may seem lonely, but we are not alone, nor forsaken by Allah, nor is such preparation without immediate visible results. By the glorious morning light, and by the night when it is still, your guardian Lord have not forsaken you, nor is he displeased. And verily the hereafter will be better for you than the present. And I know sometimes we get all, you know, like sometimes I've heard people say when they get to thinking that when you say, and verily the hereafter will be better for you than the present, and their mind goes to, of course, the hereafter, like when we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only does it refer to the hereafter, because yes, it that too. It also refers to each succeeding moment that we live. Each moment is better than that we just come through. You see what I'm saying? So when we say, and verily the hereafter will be better for thee than the present, the hereafter refers not only to the future life after death, but also to the soul of goodness in things in this very life. So we have to see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every passing second. We have to see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even though some outward things of this shadow world may be wanting, the soul is filled with more and more satisfaction as he goes on. See, so as we go on in this life as well, that we each moment is a hereafter than the moment we just passed. So when it says, and verily the hereafter will be better for you than the present, then that not only means we want to be able to see the hereafter right here while we continue to live. And soon, we'll go on to verse 5, and soon will your guardian Lord give you that where you shall be well pleased. And we know Allah's good pleasure is sure when we serve him. But we are assured that even our feelings of doubt and suffering will vanish. And we shall have a sense of complete satisfaction, contentment, and active pleasure when our will is identified with the will of Allah. And soon will your guardian Lord give you that wherewith you should be well pleased. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter and care? Now I know, I don't know about any of the rest of you, and there may be some of you, I'm pretty sure out there, that have actually seen where we were an orphan at one time. I know I can just attest to this, and I've learned this through and by heart, and I learned it many years ago. But I can recall a time where I was in a situation where I needed shelter. I needed care. And yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I called upon him, we called upon him, and he heard the prayer. He said, did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter and care? And it says, and he found you wondering, and he gave you guidance. And I know we can relate to that. Because, and especially, and you know, the seasoned Muslim, seasoned believer, as well as the new Muslim, the new Shahada, and the new believer, when they come to know Allah, when they come to know God, and them too can remember when they didn't have the knowledge or the understanding to come to know God and actually establish a relationship with him, which is what we are doing here on Alexander Focus Learning Lab. We're learning who God is, who Allah is, and learning to establish our relationship with him. And we're doing this through, of course, learning Al-Asma'ul Husna for sure. And, of course, reading the Quran, because that's going to give us guidance. That's going to give us guidance. That's what the Quran does. It clears up a lot of misunderstandings that we have or thought of, as well as when we learn Al-Asma'ul Husna, which is the 99 known beautiful names of and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brings us closer to Allah, highly glorified is he, that opens the door to communication with him, you know. And which we know, it gives us a seat in paradise from learning Al-Asma'ul Husna. That's why it's so important, so that we can know our Lord and see our Lord. And inshallah, bless me, I want to share something with you all once we get finished with this particular surah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us the question. He said, did he not find you wondering? And he gave you guidance. We can help me say yes. We can attest to this. We can testify to that. Yes, we were wondering in our mind, not knowing, not understanding, not having a clue. And he guided us to the Quran. He guided us so that we can learn. He guided us to Al-Asma'ul Husna. He guided us to Hadith. Oh, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And we're very grateful. He guided us to a leader that we come to know as of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and we'll always be forever speaking of him, because it was the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guided him to the knowledge and information of the Quran, better understanding of the Quran, and he was an obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless him with the paradise, and us as well when our return comes. And in that guiding us to the Quran, we were able to get this misunderstanding or not knowing or having yearning in our heart and our mind of what to do in life, how to do it. And that when we came to the Quran, and that's where we got our guidance from. And that's when Allah says to us and say, and did he not find you wondering? And he gave you guidance. And we say, yes, you did. And he found you in need. and made you independent. So you don't have to depend on anyone else. He teaches us in the Quran. We depend on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. Depend on him. You don't have to go around begging folks to do for you. And like you say, sometimes you can ask man, because that's even in the hadith, it says, depend on Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because you may ask of man, and man to say no to you. But when we ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's always yes for his servants. Alhamdulillah. So he said, and he found you in need and made you independent. Therefore, treat not the orphan with harshness. And, you know, you have to think about that sometimes, you know, treating the orphan as they're less than you, or because you, not you personally, but I'm saying, you know, how some, even in our societies, and, you know, and some is treated less than others, so therefore they don't, you got some people, they're harsh with them because they don't have what they have, and they look up on them as, scorning up on them like that. Well, we don't do that. Don't do that. That's not nice. Because the position of the orphans, they're in need. They're helpless. They need help. And it is a duty upon us as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be kind to them and to help them regardless of their ethnicity, their age, whether they're a man or a woman, doesn't matter. We have a responsibility to be kind and to be helpful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the surah Ad-Duha, therefore treat not the orphan with harshness, nor repulse the petitioner unheard. And, you can look at that like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying in the Quran about, when information comes to us, we don't want to be as though to turn our backs on that information before we even took a moment to actually let the person get out what they're trying to say to us. Because how do we know? You know, that takes me back to the surah, but it's Surah 80, where in the English, the prophet frowned. Well, you know, he was a good-hearted person and a good person, so he wasn't like being like mean like that, but it was just a situation that he was dealing with that he wanted to go on and get that, took care of what he was dealing with, and the blind man came and was interrupting him. So, of course, he had maybe not attentive to him as he should have been closely attentive to him, but still he wasn't being mean to him. But Allah tells in the Quran to say, even if information come to us and we've not heard of the information before, we don't understand, he said, don't just turn your back on it. It said, examine that information. Then judge it on its merits, on the truth of that information. But you can't know if it's the truth or if it's falsehood if when it comes, you don't even allow the petitioner or the one that's bringing it to you to get it out, you know, to share it with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Duha, Surah 93, the one we're reading from, nor repulse the petitioner unheard. Repulse. Stop him. Don't stop the petitioner. Give him an opportunity to say what it is that they need to say. And it goes on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but the bounty of your Lord, rehearse and proclaim. Yes. Besides the petitioners who ask for help, there's the case of those who do not ask but are nevertheless poor, but contented in worldly goods, or poor in knowledge or resources and not even knowing that they are poor. If you are bountifully endowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is your duty to make that bounty spread far and wide. But the bounty of your Lord, rehearse and proclaim. Proclaim it and share it as Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, as he did. He always did that. He proclaimed it and he shared. And in doing so, we all receive Allah's grace and guidance. And we all owe it as a duty to our fellow men to be kind and helpful to those less endowed in any respect than ourselves. And that was the ending of this particular surah, where it says, but the bounty of your Lord, rehearse and proclaim. Sadaqallah el-Azim. Allah the Tremendous has confirmed his truth. I mean. And I'm going to share this with you all as well. You know, when we read the Quran, and I know the seasoned Muslim may know this, seasoned Shahada may know this, but for you new Shahadas, remember this. And when you go back and listen to the program, you'll hear it. And when you read the surah, any surah from the Quran, once you complete that surah, you say, Sadaqallah el-Azim, Allah the Tremendous has confirmed his truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he has given you all the truth, given us all the truth. And so, and then we say, oh Allah, change our fear of our grave into love. Oh Allah, have mercy on us in the name of the great Quran, and make it a guide and a light and a mercy. Oh Allah, make us remember of it that which we have forgotten, and make us learn of it that which is unknown to us, and make us recite it in the hours of the night and the day, and make it a witness for us, O Allah, sustainer of the worlds. Ameen. And with that, before we do any of the hadith, we're going to go to our public service announcement, take our next pause by public service announcement and very important information, and then we should return after that. You are listening to Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back. Inshallah. Hang on. You know I'm trying to get in here. And
the peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Omar Shakir, and I'm resident imam of Masjid Bilal Ibn Rabah in San Antonio, Texas. And I would like to invite you every first Sunday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time to join us for our class where we're dealing with the subject matter of the basics in Islam. We are excited about this program, even if we're new Muslims or Muslims that have been in the faith for many, many years. It is a wonderful opportunity to learn and understand this beautiful way of life. We also connected with various insights from the tafsir of Imam Waliduddin Muhammad radiallahu anhu, and we all explain its practical application. We look forward to being with you on every first Sunday of the month where we would deal with the basics of Islam. The peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al-Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
Walaikum assalam, and we are back. And you know, if you're out there at am360.org land and you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make in terms of whatever of the presentation and information that we're disseminating today, you're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll know that you have something you want to share, and we'll certainly give you an opportunity to do so. Also, we want to encourage you to listen to our 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org or 701-719-4197. You can leave us a listener comment at 910-317-0297. That is our business office, and you can leave any question or comment that you'd like to make, and someone at the business office will certainly get back with you, inshallah. But remember, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we certainly do appreciate you kindly. Allahu Akbar. Now we're going to go and continue here. We got about just a few minutes left. We're going to, as I mentioned to you, read some hadith. Wait a minute, let me make sure I got it here. Read some hadith, yes. And then we'll just do a couple hadith, and we may even do okay. Read some Asma ul Husna. Hold on, just give me one moment. Just give me one moment. You know, yeah, you know it's going to try to act up, don't you? Well, we're not going to get into that either. We're going to do what we got to do. And come on up here and get that done. Asthma learning. Hold on, let me do this here right here. Okay, hang on, get to the. Okay, there you go. There we go, right here, baby. Okay. Really? Seriously? This is not what I'm talking about, okay? Okay. Okay. So we're going to go on and start reading from some of the Hadith, because you know my computer is acting completely like it has no a mind of its own, and I ain't buying it. I'm not finding it. Just hang on. That is. Oh, I tell you, my computer is really acting up, y'all. Okay, but I'm not gonna go there. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna go there. So let's take this off, and I'm gonna go over here, and we're gonna do the Hadith. I was gonna try to get to. Let's try to do this here. I am not believing this. What am I looking at? No. Let's go here. Document. Okay. 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 Hell, hang on. Okay. Here's the Hadith. We're going to start with the Hadith. I can't believe this. 223. Let's try this one. And I know this shouldn't be. You know I'm trying to get to something on my. I can't believe this. Forget it. Just forget it. I'll just do this here. We're going to go here and we're going to do the Hadith, okay? And excuse me for my babbling around here, but. We're going to read this beautiful Hadith. It's about the opening of prayer, okay? And you know you can get the Hadith of the day sent right to your computer, if you'd like, by going to the Hadith of the day and sign up for them to send it right to your own mailbox, inshallah. Your computer mailbox, inshallah. But right here, we're going to read today's beautiful Hadith. It's about the opening of prayer. It was narrated that Abu Sa'id al-Khudra, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "The Messenger of Allah, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, used to start his prayer by saying, 'Glory and praise be to you, O Allah. Blessed be your name, and exalted be your majesty, and none has the right to be worshipped except you.'" And this is Sunan Ibn Majah, Book 5, Hadith 2. And, you know, I learned this years ago, and so I do open up every prayer. When I begin to say, "Nawatu asali faradua," like I'll be doing my grip here shortly, my grip, "Glory and praise to you, O Allah, and blessed is your name, and exalted is your majesty, and none have the worship to be, have the right to be worshipped except you." And I do open up every prayer with that. So the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be Allah be upon him, he would do such. And the opening of each prayer is with the praising of Allah and establishing his sole divinity and right to be worshipped. Yes. And I tell you something else that I learned that we say. O Allah, when they come in the morning time, and in the evening, so at the Fajr and at the Maghrib, we say, "O Allah, you have blessed," and now this is the Maghrib. I'm going to say it in the Maghrib form, because if it was Fajr, you just replace Maghrib with Fajr. But we will say, O Allah, you have blessed us to reach the evening. And we call to you, O Allah, and the bearers of your throne, your angels, and all of your creation to witness. None have the right to be worshipped except Allah without partner. And Muhammad, may the prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger. And we say, Ameen. And the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him, said, we should at least, if we can't say it three times, we should at least say it twice. Alhamdulillah. Now, look here, I told you we was going to try to get out of here by 6 o'clock, and look at the time. It is 6:06. And so what we're going to do, we did do one hadith. And what we're going to try to start and open up the New Year's with is a fresh start in our learning of Al-Asma ul-Husna, which you know are the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's what we're going to open up the New Year's with, inshallah. But I certainly do appreciate everyone having been here today. And we're going to close the program right with that information. And we're going to... close out by saying, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering the homeless. May Allah and those that are in need of food and shelter for their family. We pray, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will suffice them with food and shelter and bring them whole with them and their families. And to that we say, Ameen. We pray for those who are ill, have been diagnosed with some type of disease or sickness or cancer or anything. We pray, O Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will heal them, and you know he can, and heal you as though it never was even there, and you know he can, because is Al-Mu'id, the restorer, the one who restores life. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless them with an expedient healing and bless them as though it was never in their life as a sickness. And to that we say, Ameen. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless those of our loved ones that has returned to him, and as we all will. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bless them with his mercy and forgiveness on their souls, and bless them with their paradise, with his paradise, and bless us as well when we return with his paradise as well. And to that we say, Ameen. And we pray that of those of their loved ones, of us that has been left here still on this earth to continue our work for our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as his servants. We pray that he give us the patience and the peace that we need to continue on and doing his work until our time come to return to him. And to that we say, Ameen, as well, alhamdulillah. I said to you I was going to share with you, in learning the Al-Asma ul-Husna, practice them every day. And even though this is over the holiday weekend for our Christian brethren, practice what you've learned of Al-Asma ul-Husna. It is imperative. Because we know that learning Al-Asma ul-Husna gives us a seat into Allah's paradise, to Allah's paradise upon our returning by his grace and his mercy, along with the good works that we do. So practice Al-Asma ul-Husna. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful names and just see him answer you. see him answer you. And that's what I wanted to share with you, one of the things. And so with that, may Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week. And a Juma Mubarak. And may he bless us. We came to you with the hugs and love. Big old hugs and love to you. And enjoy the holidays with your family. That's one thing I can say. Even the Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace of Allah be upon him. He was kind to his Christian, brethren, even though they had their Christmas or whatever their holidays there were, he was still kind. And Imam W.D. Muhammad said, we don't have to celebrate it, but be kind and be with your family, share with your family and enjoy them. And with that, I'm going to give you these big old hugs and love. Oh, yes, 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 I love you too. Thank you so kindly. And inshallah, we will return. If not on the 30th, which would be next Saturday, then we'll certainly, by Allah's grace and mercy, see you in the beginning of the new year. But we'll have to see how it goes, inshallah. I love you. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And with that, I'm going to see if I can get my favorite closing here. Oh. Okay. Here we go. We're going to close out okay, let me try this one here. This is a new one. Let me try this one out. With Tuai Elami, and it's called Philly Shahada. Let's try it. I love you. Hugs and love to you. Inshallah. Enjoy the time with your families. And inshallah, we'll say a prosperous upcoming 2024. And if you have any issues that you're dealing with and been dealing with, I say to you, let it go in 2024, utilizing the Quran. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Believe in the word sent down to us.